Okay, so we are learning Yerideya, and we're learning Hilchos Nidin Yerideya. And part of learning Hilchos Nidin Yerideya is a discussion of Hargasha. And we spoke last time about how we precisely define Hargasha, and we noted that the Noda B'Yehuda has a chiddush, the Hargasha of Zivas Davar Lach is considered Hargasha. That if a woman just feels a little swish swash in the body, that is termed a Hargasha. And the Noda B'Yehuda basically had two proofs that he gave for this argument. One was that the word bivsara, the Gemara derives a few halachos from. One halacha is that it's mitama bifnim kibachutz, right? That the tumah happens when it's inside the body. And another halacha is hargasha. So the Noda B'Yehuda, presumably the hargasha is in the same location as where it's mitama bifnim kibachutz, and as such, therefore the tumah is going to set in, or the hargasha would be, even if it is what would be called a vaginal zivas davar lach, even if you don't feel the flow when it leaves the uterus into the cervix, or from the cervix into the vagina, but you feel the flow only when it's inside the vagina, or it's in the area, in the space between the labia, according to Noda B'Yehuda, that itself is called bivsara, because since bifnin kibachot and hargasha is derived from the same word, so therefore it's one in the same in terms of location. Now this point is somewhat debatable, because when you look in the Rishonim on Daf Nun Zayin on the Beis, when the Gemara says the Tarti Shmamina, which really means that we're learning three halachos on the word Bivsara, so there are different approaches in the Rishonim that we touched on last time. The Ran assumes that Dam Velo B'Shafi Lo B'Shoya is exactly the same limud as lack of Hargasha, because there's no Hargasha Dam. And the Rashba asked on the Ran, he says the Ran's against the Gwan Chof Aleph. We'll return to that a little bit later. But there is a Tosis HaRosh who has a chiddush there on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Now the Tosis HaRosh basically argues that when the Gemara says Tarti Shmamina, it's not really that we're learning two dinim from the same word, it's that there's an extra Beis and there's an extra Hey and like extra, right, different letters. Beis, Vav, Hey, sounds like some Mekubalim, you know, like at the beginning of a Siddur or something. You have all these different letters floating around. So that's what the Tosis HaRosh says. If that's the case, we're really learning out from different Yiturim. So Meheicha Teisi, it's the same din in all the cases. It could be if this one is from the Beis and that's from the Vav, that's from the Hey, maybe it's really different dinim, and we're only deriving from the yitur, we're just deriving from the fact that something is extra. So that was one ha'ara. But the more fundamental ha'ara of the Noda B'Yehuda, which is what will lead us into our main discussion today, is the Noda B'Yehuda says, oh, I have a raya, the hargasha of Zivas Davar Lach is called hargasha, because when you read the Mishnah on Yudzayin Amud Beis and the Gemara that follows, what happens over there? You have the cheder, the aliyah, and the prosdar, and there is dam. So if the dam is found in the prosdar, we assume that she's tameya because cheskaso min hacheder. No? That's what the Mishnah basically says. So the Noda B'Yehuda says, whoa, 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 hold it, man. What's going on? If there's hargasha, she's tameya. If there's no hargasha, she's not tameya. So what are you talking about that you're shtelling on chazaka? Right? Figure out, is there hargasha? So Zakh the Noda B'Yehuda, no. This proves my yisod. And Zivas Davar Lach is called hargasha. So the fact that you have a hargasha doesn't mean that you know for sure it came from the cheder, because you have the hargasha, the swish swash, when it's already in the vagina, when it's already between the labia, however we define the prosdar. If that's the case, the hargasha comes afterwards, and it doesn't prove that this is, right, min hacheder. That's the yisod of the Noda B'Yehuda. And l'cha'ora, it's a pretty powerful proof that hargasha of Zivas Davar Lach is a good hargasha. So the Chavis Das that we mentioned last time, Chavis Das came and he had his own approach out of the Noda B'Yehuda's raya. The Chavis Das said, maybe there's a difference between Isha L'Baila and Tumen Tahara. Maybe the Gemara on Yudzayin Amud Beis and the that Noda B'Yehuda proves, maybe that Gemara is only talking about Le'inyin Tumen Tahara. It's not talking about Isha L'Baila. Teid Alacha, that the Gemara says that we are surfing Olav as Hakshruma, no? That's the Lashon HaGemara there. So it sounds like we're not talking about Isha L'Baila, and perhaps Isha L'Baila requires Hargasha. The Gemara Yudzayin Amud Beis doesn't say Hargasha, it only talks about that you find the Dam. So that's because the Gemara on Yudzayin Amud Beis, talking about Tumah Tahara, doesn't require Hargasha. Ad kan divrei Chavis Das, Big chiddush, interesting chiddush, worth focusing on, but different time. Crazy or placey? The Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz. By the way, in our yeshiva, we believe that the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz was not a Sabbatean. Okay? We will quote him la halacha. We assume that he was in fact an Orthodox Jew. If you assume he's a Sabbatean, you're wrong. He was a Kadosh Elyon, and we'll quote the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. So, in the Crazy U Placey, in the back of the Crazy U Placey, he has a Sefer Tiferes Yisrael on Nida, no? There are two versions of the Crazy U Placey we have in our base medrash. One of them is a two-volume version with footnotes that doesn't have the Tiferes Yisrael. Which is, what are they thinking? Right? How can you reprint a Crazy U Placey and not quote, like, he almost like 10 pages on Nida. It's very much like it's a chutzpah, no? To skip everything that Rebbe Bjornson has on Nida. So the Crazy U Placey has the following idea. Remember, there are three things in this universe that smell like Hargasha, look like Hargasha, may or may not be Hargasha, we're not 100% sure, Suffolk, right? What are they? Hargashas Meraglayim, Hargashas Eid, and Hargashas Shamash, right? That's the Gemara on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Pisrei Tshuva, and Sivkot, and Aleph quotes these three things. Now, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason says, First of all, you have to realize that when a woman does a bedika, and you find dam on the bedika, do we assume that that is vadai tameya, or do we assume it's only safek tameya? Yesh lachkar, when the Gemara speaks about hargashas eid, right? That's what we'll talk about now. Eid shamish, right? Mei raglayim, but hargashas eid at least. Do I assume that the pshat in the Gemara is that really there was a hargasha? He felt something. But we are saying the svara of Dilma Hargasha's aid as a svara lahakel. Yeah, you felt something. You felt a hargasha. But maybe we can attribute that hargasha not to regular hargasha of nidus. Maybe the Hargasha is attributed to Hargasha's aid. That's one possibility. It's a Svar al-Hakel. Alternatively, though, we could say that it's not a Svar al-Hakel, it's a Svar al-Hachmir. Ken min Zagen, that means, by the way, that we know how to say, or we could say, right? We could say, by the way, if by the end of the year you don't know at least 10 words of Yiddish, I have failed. Okay? Now, we could say as follows. I don't know 20, so you have to know 10. Obviously. But we could say that maybe the woman Tainus, she didn't feel anything. She had zero sensation. But we, using our knowledge, because Talmidei Chachamim know stuff, and you say you don't have a Hargasha, but we know better. And we know that there was a Hargasha. So you say there was no sensation at all? You say, whoa, 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 there really was a Hargasha. Now, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason is inclined that the Trumas Hadeshen and the Rambam hold like the second possibility. The possibility that when we say Dilma Hargashas Eid, what we're saying is a Svara Lahachmir. Even though you claim you felt absolutely diddly squat, but we are going to say, you know what, there was a Hargasha, and therefore you are Tameya. Now, within the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason's presentation, he assumes that this chakira relates to whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanon. I don't fully get exactly how he got there. Like, look there, maybe you could explain it to me. But effectively, I think what he's saying is that possibility one, that this svara is lahakel, means that ultimately it's going to bly b'safek. But possibility two, that the woman is saying, I had zero hargasha. And we say, no, you had a hargasha. But we're not 100% sure. Still, that means we're going to say, yeah, you say you have no hargasha, we have a hargasha. It's going to be tumas vadai. Doma hargasha's aid means that the reason why you think you have no hargasha, perhaps, you're saying there's no hargasha, is because you're saying it's hargasha's aid. But we know better, and we know that there was for sure a hargasha. That's the way the Rebbe Yonason sets it up. So possibility two is saying it's Tumas Vadai. Yeah, I haven't gotten back to how it connects to Yud Zayin, but let me take your question first.
She
did not feel any Hargoshas Nidus. But we are saying, sorry, honey, you're making a mistake, because right, what you felt was Hargosha. Hargoshas Nidus. You're saying, right? We know better. The Rebbe Reb Yonason Tainis that this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Im lo hirgisha ubatko umatz adam lefinim beprozdar. She doesn't have any hargasha, and she checks herself and she finds dam. Harezu bechezgas sheba behargasha kamo shebeyarnu. There's a chazaka that's dam behargasha. That means it's really tumas vaday. Dam on an eid bedika is temeya. B'tayras Vadai, according to this Rambam, and the Rebbe Reb Yonason assumes that the Trumas Hadeshin assumes this way also, then he tries to shtup this into a Tosvis, but he has a whole Arichos. Im Kenem Hadvarim, says Reb Yonason Eibshitz, maybe that's the Pshat on Daf Yud Zayin on the base. Remember, the Gemara over there says, Mishnah Gemara says, that you find Dam in the Prozdar, so the Isha is Temeya. The question is, whoa, hold it, what happened to Hargasha? How is she Tamei, you know? So Rabbi Yonason says, oh, I'll tell you the Pshat. The Pshat is that you know how you found Dam in the Prozdar? On the Bedika. You take a Bedika cloth, you put it in, you find Dam. Ah, you're tining that it wasn't Dam, Behargasha. We rabbis know better than you. And we know that it was Behargasha, and therefore you're Tamei, Min HaTorah. That's what the Rebbe Reb Yonason says, and that's how he forenfits the Nodeb Yehuda's Raya. Don't tell me that Zivas Davarlach is a Hargosha. Don't prove from Yudzayin Amabez that, oh, you found the Dam Ayidei Zivas Davarlach, and that's the Hargosha. No, the case is it's a Bedika, classic Bedika, and that's why you're Temeya Min HaTorah B'Toras Vadai. Wow. Right? So, what I'd like to do with you briefly is try to analyze this statement of the Rebbe Reb Yonason of the place, because there are a few chidushim that he's pointing out. First of all, this first ha'ara is a point that's made. There's a sefer, Megillah Sefer. I loved him in regular Yerideya, like Bas Rechav Taruvis. I'm just getting into him now in Nida, but he's really good. His name is Reb Urio Eisenthal or something. It's a big Talmud Chacham. He writes very nicely. Very, very good sefer. So he, on page, page Tes Zayin, so he points out that there are really two ways of reading this Rambam. Let's go back in the Rambam. Im lo hirgisha ubatko umatza dam lefnim beprozdar, harezu b'chezgas sheba b'hargasha. One could learn the Rambam, like the Rebbe Reb Yonason is saying, that the hargasha is al yidei the eid. B'chezgas sheba b'hargasha means you're saying it's hargasha's eid. We know better, and we assume that any time there's hargasha's eid, that there is vadai Hargosha of Dam. Alternatively, we could learn the Rambam, though, that when the Rambam is saying the Dam is Becheska Shebaba Hargosha, it means that there was a previous Hargosha. Not that the aid itself is the Hargosha, but there's something called Hargosha, Elmer, Hargosha, whatever it is, and that happened beforehand, and that is what the Rambam is referring to. So it's not Mukhrach that the Rebbe Reb Yonason is correct from the Rambam itself. Yeah. So we could learn that Harezu Becheska Sheba Behargasha, that there's a Chazaka that Dam came Behargasha, and maybe there's classic Hargasha. Let's say Hargasha might be Psichas Piha Makar. So Bechazaka, you find Dam in the prose, presumably it came Behargasha, but it doesn't mean that the aid, right? What's Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz saying? That when you do a Bedika, so you're going to say it's Hargasha's aid. We know whenever there's Hargasha's aid, there's also, right, regular Hargasha at the same time. No! Who says it's at that same time? Maybe it's Becheska Sheba Behargasha. There was a previous Hargasha a minute or two or three ago. What? Why don't we ask the woman? So, the point is she doesn't say anything, but it's a Chazaka. Chazal are, as it were, shatsing up. What she felt. It doesn't matter what she says. That is according to the second possibility for Bionis and Eibschitz. She says there's no Hargasha. She says it's Hargasha's 8. We say, no, we know better. There was regular Hargasha. Does that mean that there was regular Hargasha at the time of the Bedika? Does it mean that there was regular Hargasha sometime beforehand? That's like a detail within this. So point one is, that detail is unresolved. Okay? The full extent of the Rebbe Bionisin is not compelling. Moreover, the Alter Rebbe, now you should know that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Nida is different than it is in most other areas. I gave a share about the Shulchan Aruch HaRav this summer. You can listen to it on YouTube if you're interested. But in Hilchos Nida, the Alter Rebbe wrote a Madura Basra. You see, what happened was the Maggid of Mizrich wanted somehow some Shulchan Aruch for Hasidim, no? He felt that there are ordinary Jews. And remember, Hasidus is about appealing to the ordinary Yidden. And the ordinary Yidden have difficulty with Rabbi Yosef Kairos, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramon, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz, and the Shach, and the Taz. It's too complicated, no? It's hard. Only Smicha students can handle it. Ordinary Jews have difficulty with it. So he asked the Alter Rebbe, he says, do me a favor, write a book of Halacha for the Amcha. That is the ordinary Shulchan Aruch HaRav. But then the Alter Rebbe, later on in life, already when he was in Liadi, right in the beginning of his life, he was in Liozna, no? And then he moved to Liadi at the end of his life. So right by the time he's in Liadi, he decided to update it and he changed a number of things. Now, that's called Madura Basra of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. We have Madura Basra on the first four Simonim in Aruch Chaim. We have a Madura Basra in Hilchos Nida, a couple of Simonim, including here. And he changed his opinion about a few issues. Mashallah Mahadar Vadoma, Zivas Devralach. Zivas Devralach, the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch rejects the Noda Behuda. The Alter Rebbe in Madura Basra of Shulchan Aruch endorses the Noda Behuda. No? But the Alter Rebbe points out that the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin really doesn't sound this way. See, what does the Gemara Yud Zayin say? The Gemara Yud Zayin says that if you find dam in the prosdar, so it's going to be Tameya because we think maybe the Isha was Shachasa, maybe she bent over in some way, and that's where the dam came from, correct? This Lashon, that there's a Chazakah, that the dam came Behargasha, and that Chazakah, the dam came Behargasha, is the cause of the Nidus, that's what the Rambam says, yes, but the Pashtus in the Gemara is difficult. That's his first Ta'ara. He also points out that many Rishonim assume that dam that's found on the Bedika cloth might not be Tameya B'Tayres Vade. It might only be a Suffolk Tuma. Taisus on Gimel, Amar Aleph, has that. It might only be Suffolk Tuma. This, by the way, is relevant for a million Shilas, no? When I find dam on the Bedika cloth, according to the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz, any shaila that I get on the Bedika cloth, I have to treat like it's a vadai doiraisa, right? That there was for sure hargasha. And therefore, right, I don't have as much room to move than if I assume that's a suffik, whether there's a hargasha, no? According to possibility one that Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan presented in the Gemara, the possibility he rejected, it's really a suffik. I don't know what it is. Possibility too that there's like some sort of chazaka. You say there's no hargasha, but we know for sure there was. That possibility means it's much harder to be makel. For some reason, the achronim tend to be machmir on these shailas. That they assume that any shaila on the bedika cloth we treat like it's tuma min hatayra. And only for sure if you can assume it's not a red or a black, is it going to be okay? The other approach that's really a suffix would give us more leeway in the case of a suffix color, correct? What we'll talk about as we go on, and when you see Rabbi Willig's article in the Beis Yitzchak Lamed Tes, you'll see that that's not muchrach, but the Alter Rebbe is also pointing out that that's not muchrach. Next Ta'ara, within the Plasi. The Plasi says that the dam that's found on the Bedikah cloth is going to be Tameya. And it's Tameya mitoras vadai. Even if you say there's no Hargasha, we know that there is a Hargasha. This is true, though, only if it's dam that's found on the Bedikah cloth from an internal inspection. If it's just kinuach mibachotz, let's say a woman wipes herself externally but doesn't go inside, so then even though you find dam on the Bedikah cloth, that's not tameya as a hargosha issue. It's not tameya min ha-toira, correct? Because it's all external. And the Pisrei Tshuva, the end of Sifkat and Aleph, quotes it. But the Pisrei Tshuva quotes that it's not going to be min ha-Torah if it's kinuach, or if it's lo hechnisa ha-eid ba-omek ela me ha-prezer v'lachotz. Right? Even if it's an internal exam, but if it's not a deep internal exam, so according to the Pisrei Tshuva, it still is d'rabbanan. It's only d'oraisa if it's deeply inside. Correct? If you look in the Placey himself, he doesn't say that. And this is a ha'ara that the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara makes. The Placey says, kinuach is d'rabbanan. Anything inside, you get an impression is min ha-Torah. Now maybe that's because he's nervous about what Dr. Chudnov was saying, that anything inside, right, might be, right, the makar, or might be the, that might be min ha-Torah. You don't have to go deep inside. Perhaps that's going to be a problem itself. I don't know, but l'maisa, both the Chavos Das at the beginning of Kuf Tzadi and the Placey here assume that any internal exam is d'oraisa. Now, this is relevant, by the way, kalas before they get married, until the basulim are removed. It's very, very difficult. It is possible, right? Shmuel at the beginning of Ksubas tells you, Yecholani levoil kama basulos, no? It is possible to get all the way inside with when the woman is still basula. The haimit doesn't obstruct the entire entrance, but it's extremely difficult. Most often, women before marriage are not able to do deep bedikos. One could contend that according to the Pisrei Tshuva, a shaila that a woman has on her bedikos before marriage, there is svaris lahakel, no? Because that's not a bedika d'oraisa. But according to the Placey himself, anything that's internal, he treats d'oraisa, even though hasvara, we don't fully understand it according to the way we define the anatomy, but I think the Mishmeres HaTahara is correct, that even though the Pisrei Tshuva puts the Placey together with the Sidrei Tahara, Lamaisa, there is a difference in terms of this question of a shallow internal exam. You had a Ha'ara?
I mean, why is it the Rabbanan for the Pisrei Tshuva as opposed to the Raisa?
Because the only time that's going to be the Raisa is if there is a Hargosha Bivsra, which is internally. External is not. And internal versus external means, right, deep internal versus not. If it's a shallow bedika, so that's the same as external. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva is assuming.
Which is when she didn't have a hargasha? She
says, even though she doesn't have a hargasha, she says, oh, I felt myself do a bedika, but we know better. Right? That's the use of the place. We know better and we treat it d'oraisa. But only if, right, the Pisrei Tshuva is only if it's really deep. But if you read the Placey himself, he doesn't distinguish between shallow and deep. Anything that's internal, according to Placey, would be d'oraisa. I forgot your name.
Noach Goldstein.
Noach Goldstein, yeah.
Sorry, so how can we allow Kalos to go to the mikvah if we don't think we did any d'oraisa?
Excellent kasha. I don't know.
It's a right for the doctor.
What?
It's
a right for Dr. Chudnov. I think so. I mean, that's what he said, actually, in his presentation. He said, yeah, and by the way, like, Akala's doing a bedika, she's not going... It's an excellent kasha. Unless we assume that the din of bedikos is as far as we can go. It's like, we'll say some svaris. When we learn Kuf Tzadi Vav, Emir Tzah Hashem, I want to focus on this more. I don't have a great mahalach yet. It's a real problem.
What's the issue?
What's
the issue? Even if it will be there a proper bedikah?
Well, if it's not a proper bedikah, a woman can't go to the mikvah unless she did bedikos, no? Like, you need, right? The dam stopped, you have your hafsek tahara, then you do your bedikos of all 7 days. If it's not halachically a bedika, if you're not putting yourself in a situation that you could become vaday tamei min ha-Torah, so then who says will allow you to go to the mikvah? Right? And I think the metzius is that many kalas can't do a real bedika. Again, this is just a ha'ara for talmidei chachamim to deal with. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure of some of the answers. We have to get into it more. Now, yeah.
Would it be considered willing for like a woman to do like a not so deep internal examination, and then if she finds anything that's up, then they do a deeper internal examination?
To do a not so deep,
and then if there was not anything there, then to like clean that area and then do a deeper internal examination?
Yeah, I just think that the metzius is that it's extremely difficult for them to go deeper before marriage.
Not a kala.
Oh. I mean, what we try to do, if you're not a kala, is that you go as deep as you can. Like, you try to get everything together. The deeper, the better, the closer to the makar, no? I once had a woman who asked me a shayla. She said, you know, I did my bedikos not as deep as usually while I'm a yotze. So I remember talking to Rabbi Sobolovsky about it. He's like, well, she doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know what are you getting nervous about, this type of thing? Now, I was actually very worried by that line that he told me, because she's saying, I know how I usually do bedikos, and this is not as deeply as I usually did. Why was it not as deeply? She had some sort of cut or something. She was worried. She was being more ginger. It happens in many of these situations. Rav Posen here from the neighborhood has a chiddush, which I didn't discuss last time, or Nida, but it's worth focusing on. Rav Posen has something that he calls a less aggressive bedika. No? Usually what a woman does when she does a bedika is you put the cloth on your finger, you insert it, and then you rotate. No? That's a standard bedika. What Rav Posen says women should do in the case that they're nervous about scratching, etc., the area is very tender, he says that put the cloth in, and instead of having the cloth on your finger and rubbing, you put the cloth inside, and then you dab all the areas around, which is less likely to scratch yourself, because obviously what you're doing is you're not rotating, you're not going to scratch yourself. That's his chiddush. I don't know. It's something to discuss and something to focus on as the year goes on. Let's go on. There's a lot more to say. There are three things in this world that may mask hargasha, right? In other words, that you had a hargasha, but you think it's something else. Or it might not be that it's masking hargasha, it might be that it's a mistake, right? Those are the two possibilities, really, of the placey. That you might mistake for hargasha, you might mask hargasha. Those are the two possibilities. Now, is there any difference between these things? Between hargashas eid, hargashas mei raglayim, and hargashas shamish? Right? The chavas das assumes that if a woman sees dam, let's say dam bekinuach, immediately after using the bathroom, or immediately after tashmish hamita, and how we define immediately after is probably a very, very short amount of time. Zok the Chavis Das, in those situations, the woman is Temeya min ha-Torah v'Torah Spadai. No? That's the basic issue. However, the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses Hargashas Eid, the Rambam says it's b'chezkas shebo b'hargasha. There's a chazaka. When the Rambam discusses the other hargashos, the Rambam discusses the hargasha of meraglayim in Perakei Halacha Yudzayin. The Rambam doesn't write the same lashon that there is a chazaka. The Rambam writes that if a woman is urinating whether it's standing or sitting, like the Gemara has, afilo hirgish gufa v'nizdaza'a eina choshashas, shargashas me raglayim hizu. Alright, what about the chazaka that the dam is bum in hamakar? What about the chazaka that's a full-fledged hargasha the Rama has in Perek Tes? So the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara has the following suggestion. He argues that maybe only dam that's found on bedika cloths, precisely because it's internal, that we treat like it's a da'oraisa. But when I find dam externally after meiraglai or after tashmish hamita, that is going to be tameya only midrabanan. The chazaka, if a woman says I didn't have any hargashas nida, right? Whatever hargashas nida is, she says she didn't have any of it. And then you find dam externally after meiraglayim or after tashmish hamita. So maybe that is midrabanan.
Who says that?
This is what the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara suggests. That even though the Gemara puts all three together, yesh makom ladan, and the Svara, I think, is not so bad. You see, anything that's internal is more likely to be a hargasha, especially if I'm in Nodeb Yehuda land, that Zivas Devarlach is a hargasha. So internal sensations, that's Tumah min HaTorah. So Hargashas Eid is Tumeya min HaTorah. But Meiraglayim and Tashmish Hamita, that might only be Midrabanan. That's his suggestion. Im Kenim HaDevarim, so there is a Yishuv for what the Rebbe Reb Yonason quotes from the Hagos Maimini. If you look in the Hagos Maimini in Perek Dalet of Yisuri Bia Halacha Chof, remember, the Rebbe Reb Yonason says that you find dam on the bedika cloth tameya b'toras vaday min ha'torah. Right? That's basically his chiddush. Wow. Right? And he says that that's what all the Rishonim hold. Besides the Hagos Maimini Perek Dalet Halacha Chof, Hagos Maimini says that when a woman wants to do a bedika after tashmish hamita, Kosev Rabbeinu Simcha, that she shouldn't do it. Ein isha rasha'a lahachmer al-atzma livdok achar tashmish hamita. If you want to be bold at kodim tashmish, you can. But after tashmish, you shouldn't. V'chein moiri Rabbeinu micha b'isha shahisa bodekas tamer achar tashmish. She screamed at a woman. He protested when she did bedikas after tashmish. V'afapi she'en leveses, lama tachmir lekalkel atzma v'dover she'asru lachachamim lasos, kevan demid oraisa be'inan she'targish b'vsara. Ella, d'rabbanan asra filo ro'a b'lo hargasha kimok samim, heim amru v'heim amru. What's he saying? He's saying, why do a bedika after tashmish hamita? Because the Rabbanan asked it after Tashmish Hamita, if you find dam. You're right. That's only a din to Rabbanan. Why do a da'iraisa that will mess... Why make yourself potentially tameya min ha'torah when the only situation is going to be Rabbanan without it? Now, one second. It's only going to be midrabbanan, and he's medama to ksamim. Didn't we just say that hargashas meiraglayim eid shamish is a da'iraisa? So the Rebbe Yonason says, oh, you see that the Hagos Maimon is against the Hoshtek Torah. He's assuming it's Tamei Min HaTorah. Hagos Maimon is assuming it's only Midrabanan and it's against him. Says the Mishmeres HaTahara. That's Rabbi Karp, no? By the way, he was the one who wanted to answer all the fish because of the aniscosis worm, or the salmon. I think Rabbi Bleich in one of his articles calls him the appropriately named Rabbi Karked. Rabbi Karked, that's Rabbi Bleich's like line. But the Vard is, Rabbi Karp in the Mishmeres HaTahara says, whoa, according to this Shtikl Torah that we are developing, that Hargashas Eid is Min HaTorah, but Hargashas Meiraglayim and Hargashas Shamish, that's only Midrabanan. Because the Rambam only says the chazaka on Hagashas Eid, so therefore you could say that the Hagois Maimini is not against what we're saying. Because you're right, Eid is Min HaTorah. So Lama Tachmir Al Asma, why should she do something that will mess her up? That's what he suggests. I think that's an interesting suggestion that's worth focusing on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to move on. Ready? I want to make a few more ha'aros in Perek Tes of this Rambam. The Rambam says, a woman is tamei min ha'toira only when there's hargosha, right? Kimo shebei arenu, like we explained. Well, okay, here's the Rambam. Where did the Rambam explain what hargosha is? Big mystery in Judaism, no? So there are three explanations that I know of within the Rambam. By the way, and then the Rambam talks about bedika, and he also uses the words kemosha be'arnu. In the same halach, he says kemosha be'arnu twice. So there are three explanations within the Rambam. Explanation one, perek ches halacha beis. The Rambam says, kodem sheyavo hadam targish ba'atzma mafhekes u misateshes v'chosheshes pikresa. This is what we call premenstrual cramps. Right, many women get PMS. It's uncomfortable, it's a pain, you see them popping pills, right? Okay, zokt the Maram Shik in the Tshuva on Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, and the Aruch HaShulchan entertains this idea as well, that maybe the Kamosha Be'arenu of the Rambam is the Veses HaGuf that the woman has. And the Sidre Tahara in Kuf Tzadi Os Aleph also entertains this idea. In other words, anything that a woman feels before the dam comes, that is called a hargasha. Now, this is mechudash on a few levels. It's mechudash because usually we assume that hargasha has to be b'shas yitzias hadam, no? You feel the blood coming out. That's a hargasha. Beforehand, who says that's a hargasha? Well, it could be that is hargasha. You see, the Lashon HaRambam is different than the Lashon of the other Rishonim. Again, this is all in the Mishmeres HaTara. This piece, I think, is on page Chaf Aleph. Mishmeres HaTara wants to say as follows. The Rambam's Lashon is Achetargish Viter Adam with a Vav. The Ramban writes in Hilchos Nida, Achetargish Biyetzias Adam with a Beis. Shulchan Aruch's Lashon, Achetargish Biyetziyasai with a Beis. The way Shulchan Aruch has it, sounds like the Hargash has to be at the Zman of the Re'iyah. No? That's why Reb Chaim Cohen suggested that Zivas Dovar Lach is the most Hargasha-like of all Hargashos. But if the Maram Shik, Udi Imei are correct, so we understand the Vav of Shetargish Vitra, the Hargasha is before the Re'iyah. Comes along the Maram Shik, and he says that's pshat in the pasuk. Isha kisiya zova dam yiya zova bivsara. What's dam yiya? What's the lashon asid? She will, right? That means that the dam hasn't flowed yet, but you will feel it. Vas meintas? That means that what? That means that the hargasha is before the dam actually comes out. Now, this is generally not assumed to be pshat. Now, the Rabbi Willig, in his article in Beis Yitzchok, Volume Lamed Tes, very important article that guys should read, and it's in Rabbi Sabalowski's book on page 313 also, he just writes that the Achrenim don't hold like the Maram Shek, and the Aruch HaShulchan really rejects the Maram Shek. He says that the Maram Shek is correct, the Hargasha is that you will feel it in the future, something along those lines. Yiyazova, Targash Vitere, right? So if that's correct, so then how can you mistake that for Hargasha's age, Shamish, right? All those things don't feel nothing like premenstrual cramps. It's anal domet. So that's a very difficult line in the Maram Shik. Or not difficult, but Lamaisa, we don't hold like that. Other Achronim suggest.
Maybe it could be either.
Huh?
It could be either.
It could be that any sensation that you have, either a sensation before the Re'iyah of Dam, but the Pashtus in the Gemara, maybe. I mean, we'll get to that suggestion. I think the Alter Rebbe says something along those lines. We'll get to that. But the Pashtus in the Gemara, or what most Achronim assume, that there's one thing called Hargasha. Figure it out. What is it? Okay. And you're suggesting that Hargasha is a constellation of possibilities. Could certainly be, yeah. Yeah. And as you're saying that, like, no one feels anything today.
Yes, I mean, that just, like, nothing does match up with Kedush as much as...
Well, if the Maram Shik is correct, though, many women have a full-fledged Hargasha.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be an awesome type of Hargasha, and say that if a woman has PMS, that's a real Hargasha. She always feels cramping before the Re'iyah. That might be Hargasha Min HaTorah. In order to say that, though, you have to say this Chiddush, that Hargasha is before the Re'iyah. And you have to find some way out of the Pashtus in the Gemara that whatever Hargasha is, it can be mistaken with the other things. Fine. Another possibility for what Hargasha is, the Rambam Perek Hei Halacha Yud Zayin, is that in the context of Hargasha Smeirah Klaim, the Rambam writes, Hirgish Gufa V'Nizdaza, that your body feels and you begin to shake. Now, like if they have on Family Feud, like 100 people surveyed, how many women begin to shake when they get their periods? So ask your wives, your girlfriends, anyone on the street, they'll probably slap you. But ask people, do you begin to shake when you get your period? And the answer is probably going to be absolutely not. However, it is possible that is real Hargasha. There is a condition out there that women don't see dam in a flow. It's not a liquid, but it comes out like chunks. It comes out like solid things. And apparently this used... It's, by the way, the Achronim all say at the that whether it is... I think it's Badia Shovan Sifka and Aleph. He quotes on like 1,000 Achronim. Whether the dam is lach or yavesh, it's dam nida. If the blood is coming out and it's hard chunks, it can be very painful. Apparently, due to some changes in the diet, it is possible that in a long time ago, women clotted more, and that type of period would be very, very painful, and you might really begin to shake when the dam comes out. That might be what the Rambam means. It could be that the Rambam in Perek Tes, when he says Kemoshe Be'aranu, is not referring back to Perek Ches Halacha Beis, he's referring to Perek Hey Halacha Yud Zayin of Nizdaza Gufa Ve'evareha. That's another possibility. Again, it could be, and that is certainly the way the Pischei Tshuva assumes the Rambam is saying it. No, Pischei Tshuva's Hargasha for the Rambam is Perkei Halacha Yud Zayin, but certainly women don't feel that today. The Kresi Uplesian, that same Shtikl Torah, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason says that when the Rambam speaks about Kemoshe Be'yarnu, he's not talking about anything for real. You're not talking about Kemoshe Be'yarnu, what Hargasha is. Rather, you have to read this Rambam with a scalpel. You read the Rambam that a woman is Tamei Min HaTorah, right? And when she sees Dam, Bivsara, Kemoshe Be'yarnu. When she sees Dam, even though it's still inside, Kemoshe Be'yarnu, like we explained in Perakei Halacha Aleph, right? That Anisha's Metama Bifnim, Kibachutz. The Kemoshe Be'yarnu in the Rambam is Hey Aleph, Hey Beis. Right, that it's not talking about Kemoshe Be'yarnu like we explained about Hargasha is. We're just talking about Kemoshe Be'yarnu like she's Tameya, even if it's Bifnim. That's what the Placey entertains. The Alter Rebbe in Madura Basra, the Alter Rebbe says that that's an interesting suggestion, Kemoshe Be'yarnu. However, it's not B'mashman the words. The words sound like Kemoshe Be'yarnu, what Hargasha is, so we have to figure out somewhere what Hargasha is. So what is Hargasha according to the Alter Rebbe? So he says something along the lines of what Rabbi Hoffman was suggesting. The Alter Rebbe suggests that maybe Hargasha is not any particular sensation, but Hargasha is a Yediyah. He calls it Re'iyas Halev. When the Torah speaks about Re'iyas Dam, it means understanding that you're Anida. When you are Anida, how do you know you're Anida? Because I've been getting my period since I was 12 years old. I know what Anida is. Come on. Re'iyas Halev. That is Hargasha according to the Alter Rebbe within the Rambam. If that's the Pshat, right, that Hargasha is Yediyah, so anything that leads to a real Yediyah, when you know that it's your period, you're Tameya Min HaTorah. Now, what that means, we're going to have to talk about Rabbi Willig's article next time we learn Amir Tashem, what this means for us, Bizman HaZeh, that women don't have Psichas Hambakar, and they don't have Nizdaza Gufa Ve'eva Reha, and Zivas Davar Lachwi Paskin LaHalacha probably isn't a hargasha. So what makes you tameya min hatayra? The answer is hargasha. But you don't feel any specific sensation. It doesn't matter, says the Alter Rebbe. I don't need a specific sensation to be a hargasha. Hargasha is knowledge that this is a period. I like this approach. Because the Gemara doesn't define it. It's a little bit... I remember Rabbi Lachman, like, when I was in Karen B'Yavne, he kept on saying, like, come on, like, if there's something that the Rishonim didn't see fit to explain, and the explanations begin in the Tkufa, the Achreinim, doesn't that mean that, like, they're just making some sort of mistake? Like, it's such a fundamental yisod. What is hargasha? Wouldn't you say that, like, some Rishon, like, the Rashba writes in the Torah's Habayis, like, they're writing halacha texts. Tell me, what is a hargasha? Hey, someone should explain it, but they don't. You know why they don't? Because you don't need to, says the Alter Rebbe. Because hargasha is, you know. Right? How do you know? Because you know. Right? Potter Stewart. Right? No, I'm talking about... Okay, Supreme Court, Potter Stewart, look it up. You know. Adkan. That's the Yisod. That's what Hargasha is. You know it. How? Specifically what? It doesn't matter. Again, like, psychologists who are into, like, Gestalt theory talk in these terms also. You know something not based on any individual thing. You know it because the totality of things means, I know. It's my period. How do I know? I know. I think that is a very good mahalach for what Hargasha is. That's what the Alter Rebbe suggests in Shulchan Aruch. Again, I focus on this last time we learned, but it seems to me that this has a lot of grounding in Poskim, right? He's certainly a major Posek, the Alter Rebbe, and I'm pretty sure that it's like the second paragraph in Madura Basra, the new editions with like the footnotes are very, very good. He points out like all the tshuvas that he's arguing with, gives you the Maram HaKoyimus, it's really very, very well done. Read it, see if we're right, but I think that's what he's saying. I'll take two Ha'aras. Yeah, we'll start on the right.
So what happens if, say, she's staining for a day and she thinks she's starting her period and then it stops and she goes, oh, and the right. Next couple of days another period only starts
so that's, 7 days
later.
So that's what I want to talk about next time we learn.
Okay.
The halacha l'maisa applications, especially when women are on birth control, that their periods are very different than they were beforehand. This is the quagmire of halacha. I'd love to discuss it today, but it's already late, and we're not going to have time to do it. In Mirz Hashem, next time we learn, read Rabbi Whittling's article in Beis Yitzchok Lamites. Read carefully the Rashba that Rabbi Whittling is quoting. Domani, that it might not be exactly pshat in the Rashba. Okay? And then read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and... there might be what to talk about. There might be what to talk about. So I think, well, again, we'll try. We'll try to come up with a mahalach as to what hargasha is. We're doing the best we can. I'm scared to death to say this because this is mamish nogei ala maisa every mitvach and darnishtek. We don't have a share of mitvach and darnishtek, but actually, darnishtek we do have a share, not mitvach. Okay, but basically that's you. So thank you for listening. Oh, you had a question.
So that means you're arguing about a postkin?
Huh?
Is really arguing with all the
poskim
that we've seen?
So far? Yeah. I don't know if he's arguing with all the poskim because in Rishonim don't define it. Right, so if again, especially if these Rambams don't really mean much. Like, yeah. And even if the Rambam means it, so let's say the Rambam holds Hargasha is Ziyazua Hagov, but the other Rishonim don't say that. So according to the other Rishonim, what is Hargasha? I don't know. The problem with the Alter Rebbe is if Hargasha requires pain of some sort, that's an issue, but I think the Alter Rebbe is saying something that's very big here that we have to focus on as we continue to learn Hilchos Nida and try to understand some of the Dinim. Okay, thank you for listening.